This is New England Public Radio News. Amherst, Massachusetts author Catherine Newman set her first middle grade novel, One Mixed Up Night, in an unlikely setting, the giant Swedish furniture store IKEA. It's narrated by a spunky sixth grader named Frankie, as Newman reads here.
People think that dorky geeks who read all the time are the kinds of kids who don't get into trouble, but they're wrong. We do. And I'm telling you this from experience. I'm telling you this because there was a moment when Walter and I were scrunched into a pair of hanging chairs in the IKEA showroom at 4 in the morning, thrilled and terrified, hiding from the security guard with her walkie-talkie, and I thought, we wouldn't even be here if we hadn't read the books we've read.
Those kids were inspired by a 1960s children's book called From the Mixed-Up Files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler. In it, two kids in New York spend a week secretly living in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. As part of our back-to-school book series, Catherine Newman tells New England Public Radio's Karen Brown that plot appealed to her own childhood imagination.
You know, the old rooms full of old beds and old bureaus, and all you can think about is sitting in the chairs and sleeping in the beds. And so the fact that someone wrote a book where the kids actually live in the place you could live in the museum and fish money out of the fountains and use the bathroom after hours, all that stuff, I just thought was like the perfect fantasy.
So at what point did you think, I have got to write a children's book that is inspired by the Mixed Up Files?
So I have these kids who are obsessed with IKEA. Our son in particular, he's 17 now, but he's been reading the IKEA catalog since he was like 6. So, you know, every page is like the most perfect house interior. And he would just read this catalog and be like, oh my God, what if you could just live there? What if you could just live in one of those rooms? And he had this best friend. They would bounce this stuff off of each other all the time. And at a certain point, I was like, oh my God, it's Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler.
And was that the moment that you thought, there is a book in this?
Totally. I really did, because I just thought all of my pleasure in that book, which I want to say, weirdly, my kids did not experience. It was like too dated for them, which is a terrible confession on my part, but they did not love that book. I thought, oh, wouldn't it be fun if there was that book, but for this generation?
Now, the first half of the book is on the lighter side. So you have two sensitive and somewhat mischievous kids doing kid-like things and playing on the couches and having pillow fights. But at some point, things get heavy, and we learn about a parent's death. So I'm wondering, what were the pitfalls that you faced sort of combining a very whimsical premise with some pretty sad and serious themes?
My best friend was dying while I was writing this book. And it occurred to me at a certain point that that one of the characters was also going to have experienced a death. And it made the whole story make sense to me in a really different way. Like, it had been a story that was very much about my kids wanting to live in IKEA. And it actually turned out to be a story about this other kid who's not my kid, who's in a crisis that makes him want to live in IKEA. So it was it kind of evolved very organically.
Now, this is also a love story in a way, a platonic love story between two sixth graders, I think.
Yeah.
Did you mine your own children's experiences?
Yes.
to remember what friendships at that age are like?
Yes. And our friend Ava, who now has been one of my son's closest friends since preschool. So they're 17. So they've been friends for 14 years. I not only mined their friendship, I lifted lines out of their childhoods, you know, where they're best friends, but they've never actually spoken to each other in preschool. That is exactly how my son and his friend Ava met.
Now, you've written two memoirs before this, but
yeah,
this is your first novel.
Yeah.
Why did you want to write for middle grade readers?
Well, my daughter was 11 when I started writing this book, and she's 14 now. She's like my favorite reader. And so I really wanted to write a book for her. But middle grade for me is so the age I associate with reading the most excitedly. It's when I read like all the Joan Aiken books, Black Hearts at Battersea, like all my favorite books I read when I was 12. So it felt magical to imagine writing a book for a kid that age.
Catherine Newman's new book, One Mixed Up Night, comes out this month. We have more picks from our back-to-school book series at NEPR.net.